currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi there, I'm Scott Mullett, and this is Currently Kirkland. Every week we're here with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. The U.S. Green Building Council has awarded Google's Kirkland office with a new honor of being Platinum Certified. The certification is awarded to buildings based off a list of factors, some of which include the reuse of building materials, finishes, sustainable purchasing, indoor air quality, and energy performance. All are meant to dramatically reduce the building's overall impact to the environment. This prestigious award is the highest level of green certification for commercial real estate construction, interior design, and build-out that is granted by the USGBC. And it's also a first for Google as a company.
The corporate philosophy where we strive to do our best in every aspect of our business to be good stewards of the environment, to reduce our environmental footprint, to go carbon neutral, and to just really be as green as we can whenever we can, wherever we can. And this was an example of a time where we had a great opportunity. We had very good conditions to achieve this level, and so we're very fortunate to achieve platinum, but it does fall in line with you know, the goals of our company as a whole.
This is absolutely one of our core values, to have Kirkland become the greenest and the most sustainable city in an urban setting that we possibly can be.
In a ceremony held Friday, September 10th, Kirkland Mayor Joan McBride, along with the city's green planning team and the local project designers, contractors, and many Google employees, celebrated this achievement for the company and the community.
It's amazing. It's huge. It's huge for not only Kirkland, but for the state of Washington as we move forward, knowing that there's only, I think, 7 buildings that have platinum in the entire state of Washington.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into it, a lot of hard work, but it was a really true team effort from top to bottom.
We've got binders this thick filled with all of the requirements that it took to complete the office.
It's been nice to be able to make a space that we know the engineers love and want to work at and make it what they've always wished for.
The LEED Platinum's been a wonderful feeling for the entire office, and the teams that worked on it were great. We had Fouché Construction and we had Burgess Design, and they did a wonderful job.
For more information on green building practices and platinum certification, you can check out usgbc.org. To learn more about green building in Kirkland, go to ci.kirkland.wa.us/green building. Heard the latest on annexation? Well, here it is. The city is hosting meetings to define the annexation neighborhood boundaries. The first of 3 meetings was held on September 15th at Kamiakin Junior High School for residents and business owners in the Kingsgate neighborhood. There will be a meeting on September 22nd at 7 p.m. at St. John Vianney Church for residents and business owners in the Finn Hill neighborhood. On September 23rd at 7 p.m., a meeting for residents and business owners in North Juanita will take place at Holy Spirit Lutheran Church. To learn more about Kirkland's annexation, go to www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/annexation. Do you know what you would do if your septic system failed? Well, neither do I. Let's stay tuned for some advice from Kirkland Public Works.
Does your property depend on a sanitary sewer septic system? Currently, it is estimated that 975 Kirkland properties are served by septic systems. With an average life expectancy of 20 to 30 years, many septic systems in Kirkland are at or near their maximum life expectancy and, in some cases, actually failing. In response, the City of Kirkland has developed the Emergency Sewer Program to provide sanitary sewer mainline access to properties where no direct access to the sanitary sewer is currently available. There are several costs associated with connecting to a new sewer mainline. However, it's well worth it in the long run. The Emergency Sewer Program has proven to be an effective and popular method of dealing with aging and failing septic systems. To date, 458 Kirkland properties have benefited from the program since it began in 1999. If you are interested in the upcoming 2011 program, please fill out the public interest survey attached to a brochure you may have received in the mail. You can also fill out the survey online and learn more about the program by going to the website below. For additional questions, please contact Aaron McDonald with the city's Public Works Department at 425-587-3837.
Are you looking for a way to volunteer within the community? Volunteers are needed on September 25th and October 9th to help with a community food drive event being sponsored by Eastside Human Services Forum. The food drive will be taking place at several grocery stores throughout Kirkland, as well as many Eastside cities. To sign up as a volunteer, just go to the website below or contact Kari Page at 425-587-3011. CERT is back. CERT stands for Citizen Emergency Response Team, and the training returns in autumn 2010 with a class and also another class in early 2011. This popular course was canceled in 2008 due to budget cuts. The award of a Federal Emergency Management Performance Grant has made it possible for the city to sponsor two more courses. The CERT fall course begins September 29th and will be held on 8 consecutive Wednesday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. The 2011 course will be announced later in the year. To learn more and to register for the 2010 fall course, please visit the city's website at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us and select the Disaster Preparedness button on the front page, or pick up an application packet at Kirkland City Hall, 123 Fifth Avenue. You can also call 425-587-3650 to request a packet. Applications will be accepted until September 22nd. Are you interested in learning about the city's budget for the upcoming year? The City Council has begun its process for developing the 2011 to 2012 budget and the 2011 to 2016 Capital Improvement Program. Public comment and involvement is strongly encouraged. Residents are welcome to join the September 21st City Council meeting to give their input and to learn about the proposed 2011 to 2016 Capital Improvement Program. To learn more about Kirkland's budget and future meetings, go to www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/budget. And remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. And don't be a stranger. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.